Okay, we call this Board of Adjustment meeting to order on February 8th at 6:07 p.m. here in the city of Cedar Hills. And our first item is a discussion and adoption on Board of Adjustment rules and procedures. Assuming that is you.
All right. Based on city code, one of the powers given to you is that you can adopt rules and procedures to govern your meetings. And so your attorney, Robert Keller, has provided these. They come from, I think they're Cottonwood Heights, yeah. So we've kind of gone through and edited them to be more applicable to our city. Now, one of the things in the original document that we took out was continual references to regular meetings. And as you know, we don't have regular meetings. We meet on an as-needed basis. So taking a deeper dive, we have a couple more recommendations that we were going to make. If you go to Section 6 under meetings, that first sentence that says, the board shall give notice at least once each year of its meeting schedule for all regular meetings. We're going to strike that, as there are no regular meetings. And then under Title 10, the annual report, we're going to strike the annual report as well, as there may not be a need for an annual report because there's been long periods of time where this board has not met. There's been, I think, before last year, it was about 2 years before the board met. So we would just report to the city council on an as-needed basis based on each meeting. So those are after having staff review the proposal, those are the changes we would make. And unless you've read them and have anything to discuss, we can answer. We'd be happy to at this time.
I had a question, and I don't know if it's in here. I'm not sure I've read this one, but just there's the option of de novo hearing versus what's the other?
I think it is that
other one where you just use the record, I guess. And
I thought that was governed by state law.
It is. It's a default. It's an
appeal. So
on appeal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it says it's the default is it's you just start anew, and then there's also a way that you can just use the record and make a decision off the record. And I just wondered if there's any discussion about that. Seems like we kind of do a mixture of things.
It has been in the past, based on my limited experience with the board.
And I guess you can't present any new evidence if you do it the other way.
That was my question, too. I printed off three pages out of it, and that was one of them.
Okay.
Was that, and I think...
So do we need to make a reference to de novo, or...?
We can. I mean, typically, you're planning on a community to look at your code or taking a deeper dive, but do you guys make decisions on factual issues, or are you simply an appellate body? Do you know how the city has it set up?
It has it set up to hear variances and interpretations.
Okay. So I would think you'd probably need the ability to do both. In the appeal setting, I think you want it to be simply on the record that's before you. What's anticipated, for example, in the next year on March 1st, we've all stipulated that it will be simply on the record what was heard by the council. It will be an appeal of the record. I think if you're looking at interpretations of your code or variance issues or those kinds of things, then you'd want more of a mobile record.
Yes, this is my question, because we had a case last June where a lot of correspondence that wasn't between the council and the appellate that was brought before the board that was, you know, email correspondence between the resident and staff, which wasn't necessarily on the council's record, but
right.
I mean, we keep record of it, but would that fall under that?
So I would say if it's an appeal from the council, then you'd want it to be basically an appeal on the record. If it's a new issue, you probably want it to be de novo. You can make that motion, and we can mess with the language if you want.
Okay. I guess I don't understand. I mean, I think our authority is only appeal authority and then variance.
Mm-hmm.
So when I don't understand when we'd have something new come up.
So you're saying your only authority in this city. I haven't looked at your.
I believe that's correct.
Well, here's the Board of Adjustment application, and
there's three criteria.
There's three, although they made a fourth one for us on their application.
Okay. What does that say?
So,
which section are you guys in?
It was the application that Bruce filled out.
Aaron is on the administrator. They've been on interpretation of the zoning ordinance. Oh, so. Requirement. And maybe our application needs to be rewritten.
It does. Absolutely. Because if you look at it, there's actually 6 criteria listed there when the state only has 5 for the variance at least.
Well, I mean, this is just asking, apply to the Board of Adjustments for the following, and then it has 3 different areas. I think it should just be appeal from an error by the land use.
So the city code under 9-1C-4 appeals from board decisions. That's from board decisions. Hold on. Here to decide appeals from zoning decisions applying the zoning ordinance subject to the following: the applicant or any other person or entity adversely affected by a decision administering or interpreting a zoning ordinance may appeal that decision applying the zoning ordinance by alleging that there is error in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an official in the administration or interpretation of the zoning ordinance, provided that any such appeal shall be received at the office of the city recorder. So that would be an interpretation of the law. Any officer, department, board, or bureau of a city affected by the grant or refusal of a building permit or by any other decisions of the zoning administrator in the administration or interpretation of the zoning ordinance may appeal any decision to the Board of Adjustment. The Board of Adjustment shall hear and decide appeals from Planning Commission decisions regarding conditional use permits unless the zoning ordinance designates another body to hear conditional use permit appeals. The person or entity making the appeal has the burden of proving the error. So it seems like it's interpretation and variances.
You know, when I read this, Utah League of Cities and Towns, I just happened to read it today. And basically they say that that authority of these boards had changed a few years ago. And they say the appeal authority basically is 2 things. The Board of Adjustment shall hear and decide variance from terms of zoning ordinances. And 2, the hearing examiner shall hear and decide appeals from decisions of land use authority. And those are the 2 specific authority that this body has.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I've always thought. Board of Adjustments. It's either variances from the zoning ordinances,
mm-hmm.
or,
would you agree with
or
that?
Appeals on decisions by the land use authority. So.
Well, and the land use authority can vary based on the type of decision that's been made. It could be
right. The
city planner. It could also be the planning commission. It could be, in this case, the city council. Mm-hmm. The board
from the city,
and I think that we've addressed that, but because the application came in prior to the code change, then we have to go through the old process. Because, as I recall, I'd have to go check it, but future council decisions can only be appealed through district court, not back to the board. And so that's why it referenced the planning commission in that code, because if the planning commission gave a denial, then you would hear them, and then ultimately the council may appeal to the council or to a district court based on the matter.
Okay. So this will be a little atypical for you guys.
Yes.
Going forward, you wouldn't hear necessarily an appeal out of the council, which usually in most cities the final word on things. You're in essence hearing an appeal from their decision.
Yeah.
So that's the way your code read at the time of the application. was...
So where is that falling into then? And which one? Is it the decision of the land use authority?
Like, yeah.
Because they said the appeal of the...
Yeah, because in this case, the city council was the land use authority that put down the conditions on the project. For speaking specifically about the Rose Gate, they're the ones that passed the conditions. I think there was 19 of them. I don't remember the exact number. And that's what they're appealing. So the council would be the land use authority.
So are you needing us to take action then to just adopt the two changes?
So what this does is it gives the board a layer of protection for any decision that you make, that it gives you an outline for how to frame your meetings and how to vote, who can vote. And it just protects that decision. So, and that's why we felt it was a good idea to, because the meeting got pushed back, was to adopt these. And you can familiarize yourself with these in the next month so that you understand them a little better. But I think that they're fairly standard with other communities.
Is there anything that, with what we're going to be meeting on next month, is there anything that's going to fall into something, a different set of rules and procedures?
I don't believe so.
Other than these?
No.
So moving forward, we're good with this?
I don't foresee that. The nice thing about this is that it does, if you look on page 6, it does give an outline in participation by staff and public. It does give an outline for matters before the board shall be presented in the following matter. It outlines your meeting. It outlines the voting. So that there's not a discrepancy between either side saying or over, like, presenting too long or questioning public comment, or it outlines the meeting in a way that we can go back and say, well, this is based on rules and procedures adopted by the board.
Okay. Do you guys have any other questions or discussion? You guys agree?
Yeah. So do we need to add any language regarding de novo or on the record?
I think
for next month you stipulated that we will only review the record. So
it seems like, and this is, maybe this is my point, I didn't make it very clearly, but in that case the land use authority had a record established. In other cases where staff may deny an application, there's not the same type of record. So it may be de novo, based on a need.
But based on,
so,
yeah,
for example, okay. We could have a person apply to do something that we found to be illegal or against code, and they could apply that, or they could appeal that, and there wouldn't be a minutes from a city council meeting that we could show you.
Well, so could we change it? Could we add in verbiage then that said that? Like, in the case of, you know, a staff denial, then we would use, you know, new information.
I think maybe we should just not mention it, and I think the default is de novo. And because I don't see the problem if there's some significant new evidence that we should be hearing. I don't see why not to hear it. If there's some kind of correspondence that's not on the record or something that comes up through a grammar request or something like that, I think.
Well, and those are still part of the record, essentially. I mean,
I think it's new evidence.
Well, in the case of the Rosegate, there's references to emails and transcriptions that weren't part of the official minutes but are referenced in Bruce Baird's brief.
I think what Mr. Barker is going though is there's usually a kind of contained subset of the record, and like if there's new evidence that say after a decision was made, they found a smoking gun, but there's really no reference you're talking about, can it be introduced? I think what Mr. Barker is saying is, do you want that to be allowed just so you can have a full view? I kind of think that's what you're wanting.
I think it's fine. I see the merit in that.
Then that's how it's written, right? Right
I
now, is
so.
That how it is? So we wouldn't change anything. I don't even think it's in here.
I think it's would be what state code says.
It's state law gives municipalities the option of adopting their own standards of review for appeal. So it's number 2, standard of review.
Okay.
So I wonder if this is actually something that shouldn't be put in the rules and procedures, but probably would be better in the city code.
I wonder, too. I mean, maybe we just leave it to Mr. Tucker. Maybe just leave it out of these for now, and we look at it a little further. Because the default's going to be for you guys to set the standard. So the chair, Ms. Hagan, could just set the standard based on whatever's before them.
Yeah, because it's really vague. The municipality could require the appeal authority to hear all evidence, including new evidence, and decide the matters as if the land use authority had not already made a determination of rights. So that's the de novo. But alternatively, the municipality could require the appeal authority to review an appeal on the record.
I think maximum flexibility for you is the
okay.
best for the city. Okay. I think it's better. And then you could establish that. My understanding is the way you've got this set up. And again, Rob put this together. I didn't have any input on it other than just be your input. But my understanding is the chair or the vice chair under subpart 3 can then just decide matters of points, how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. To me, that seems simple for the city. What you don't want to do is bind yourself to a certain, you can only go down one road.
Okay. And we would have the flexibility on each, application. Okay.
Look at it at its merit, say what's appropriate in this case, and then go from there.
Okay.
As long as you stay consistent, you don't go one way in one case in a different way, you should be fine.
Okay.
I think that's fine. I was thinking if it does change, I think it maybe the city code would be the better place for it to be adopted.
You good, Phil? Did you get all your questions answered?
I believe so.
Good. All right. Any further discussion? I hear that chirping too.
You can hear
that.
I'm not the only one.
I thought it was my chair. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
What that is.
Okay. Does someone want to make a motion?
So it's a motion to adopt. I'll make a motion to adopt these rules and procedures relating to the Board of Adjustment. Is there any other way to identify this?
No, but would you like to reference the changes that we proposed as far as eliminating the references to regular meetings and the annual report?
Right. So tell me what they are again.
It's, where is it? It's Title 6, first sentence under Title 6, referencing regular meetings, and then eliminating Title 10, annual report.
Can you just put that in the record?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, motion passes. Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion passes.
That's it.
Okay, so sure. If we want to make, if somebody would like to.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn tonight's meeting.
Can I ask, just take a minute?
Sure.
I've spent a lot of time trying to go through both sides' briefs and information. I understand there's even more coming. And I think this is complicated enough that I'd like to make a motion that both sides present a summary of their points in a document. Oh, less than 5 pages and kind of bullet points, points and authority.
I will second that. Is there further discussion?
Anything else? Okay.
All right. We have a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Okay. Motion carries.
So you get that notice out?
Yeah, we'll notice. We say, we'll make sure the respect is
good. Okay.
I was trying to communicate that to you in a tactful way.
I know.
it's a lot to digest. And if you were to go through the exhibits, it's
amazing.
It's even more.
Yeah.
It's quite lengthy. And it's because of the duration of how long this has been going on.
Absolutely. I mean,
we have all that. We have all that information to back up the summary, but it gives us so we can focus on really.
Well, and I think it helps them as well to really get the point to us of what they're wanting to make their point be, not all this mass amounts of smoke at times through things.
So we're still planning on March 1st, and we'll do it here in this room because we're anticipating that there will be public at that meeting. So be ready for that.
Okay. Always ready for that.
So okay. with that, will we be voting that night on it?
You have the ability to. You're not required.
Okay. Because I can make every other date. I can't make that date because I'm taking my kids somewhere. So
that's my anniversary. Why can't you be?
So
kind of says something.
So I don't know what I can do to be helpful, even though I'm not going
to
be here.
Are you in a position to possibly teleconference in?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll
just be in California. So.
If you'd like.
That would be great.
Yeah, I can do that.
We can make that possible.
Yeah, I can absolutely do that.
Okay, what's the plan on doing that?
Okay.
Yeah, we'd like to have everybody.
Yeah, I really wanted to be involved with it. I felt bad.
I don't know if there will be exhibits, if we can require exhibits to be submitted to the city, anything presented to be submitted to the city in a week advance. If you have them, you can see them before. I don't know if that's something we should do. You're not going to be here.
We could. I was trying to do that. I got to be careful what I say tonight. I'm going to be good for a moment. I kind of plan to do a PowerPoint to summarize it. So we can be great with the idea to.
I think that'd be helpful, especially if you're not going to be here in a physical sense, then at least being able to see what you're talking about. Maybe we'll push to do that. See what
I was
going to
say, if we could do it maybe 2 or 3 days before instead of a week or two, though, because what the challenge we're facing is, I don't know when Bruce is going to get us this line level. And then we don't have that official time, so maybe if you said a few days before, just so we could get it to you.
I think it would be helpful also if we, and I guess we could probably contact Jody, but just to have maybe an hour before the hearing, I mean, he can sit down with us and instruct and talk to us and help us to put together questions.
He was going to present a memo, just kind of outlining the role and duty of the board of adjustments, so you guys understood that better. Because I know that we've tried to inundate you with documents. Sometimes that can be overwhelming if you have no experience in land use. So he was talking about possibly doing something just to give you an update.
It may be helpful too to have your counsel present kind of what he thinks the summary of the arguments are. I think that's where you're headed. We're obviously going to hear our two sides.
Sure.
But it may be helpful for your counsel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be really careful here.
Mm-hmm.
But your counsel can give you his take on two sides.
Yeah.
He and I have talked about that. I think he's planning to do that. That would be helpful to you. I do think, too, he told Bruce and I, we asked for a conference to kind of set up a schedule and how we present to you and those kind of things. And we stipulated to that so that everybody's comfortable. During that discussion, he said he was going to encourage you not to make the decision that night, that there's too much material. But have you guys, he'd prepare you well, and you'd hear the arguments, and then you'd take a period of time that's reasonable. You felt you needed, and maybe have some meetings outside of the hearing to discuss.
That would be good.
So you feel comfortable. I think he's really trying to be helpful to you guys to protect you, because there is a.
I think him giving us instruction, the standard of review, and what we're actually looking for as far as error, that sort of thing, would be very helpful. So.
Yeah, there's no. There's no reason to feel pressured into a decision. We can always table and meet again.
And I understand. I mean, that's not public media or public media violations anyway. If we as a board of adjustment meet with him and discuss everything, right?
Yeah.
I think after both sides have presented, probably would be more prudent.
Right.
Yeah. I think you still have to notice it. It just doesn't have to be open to the public. That's my understanding.
You already have litigation pending. You can have, discussions with your litigation counsel.
What is that called for a board? It's not an executive session.
Closed session.
Just a closed session. Okay. Would we need a motion for that?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. So
you just need to notice that on your agenda that you're going to have a closed session.
Okay.
And the reason why.
But I mean, at the next meeting, if we want a closed session, then it would just be a motion.
If you decide to do it, you do it. If you don't, you don't.
Okay.
That way you're covered.
So just my notes, I put we're going to have you teleconferencing, so we'll have that ability here, and then have each council submit a 5 to 10 page brief outlining in brief their arguments, and then have them submit any presentations they intend to give 2 days in advance of March 1st.
Will that get...
Yeah, that's fine. I think just the day before. There's only 28 days this month.
He said 3 days before.
Three.
That's at least three.
Ray may have to take an extra suitcase.
Sorry. We can reschedule it.
We'll have to
kind of
play that by
ears. Yeah, it's just, yeah. I would be here if I could.
Yeah. If there's a problem with teleconferencing. The four others will for sure be here, right? Just in case there's a problem.
We've got information from the other four, yeah. Bill said he could make
Bill will be here, yeah. Okay.
So we will have a quorum.
Perfect.
I understand wanting to have all five as well, so that's why I think it's important if you can.
Yeah, I can. I can be able to do that.
Do we need to have another? Did we adjourn? No.
No, he made a motion.
I made a motion too.
Okay.
I'll say.
Do we need a new one? Colleen, are you okay with that?
No, we're good.
Okay. All in favor of the adjournment motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion. Get out of here.